Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Now, each and every week, as we like to do, we like to tag along with Texans Radio. And this week, we headed out to the Verizon Wireless store on the north side, where Brandon Brooks was holding court with DP Sidhu and Mark Vandermeer.
All right, so tell me, and we'll get into your time as an Amegy Bank of Texas semi-employee, too, during this visit. But how's it going for you so far? I mean, how do you like this system and how you're operating in it? You guys got the game ball after Sunday's win against Oakland.
I really like the system. You know, starting with Bill O'Brien, great head coach, great leader, you know, has taught me a lot of things on and off the field so far. I mean, it's only been kind of a short time, but I've learned a lot from him. You know, as far as me, you know, missed some time in training camp, but, you know, got back out there versus Denver and, you know, worked back in and, you know, sitting here today, you know, it's been good.
A lot of players like yourself say that those long drives that you had Sunday against Oakland, you seem to be having a lot of them in the two games that we've had so far, that they're an O-lineman's dream. But I was looking through the numbers, and in the fourth quarter, there were 16 straight running plays. So at some point, does the dream become a bit of like a, can we just get a breather here?
Can we throw a 40-yard touchdown
can
pass,
we just
please?
Throw a pass? How was the game for you? How were you feeling at the end of it?
Yeah, it was the O-line's dream. You know, 16 straight runs, you know, was kind of like putting the game in our hands, you know, putting it on us. And, you know, we're trying to show up each and every week. You know, at the same time, you know, 40-yard touchdown, quick touchdowns are, you know.
You'll take those, too?
Yeah.
Brandon, a couple of things about the Oakland game. All right, you have the infield dirt and a whole lot of it during the game. What was that like for you? Is it hard to get traction? I guess you guys obviously managed very well, but how is that different for you?
It was hard to gain traction. You know, it's kind of like playing on gravel out there.
It's hard.
Yeah, it was hard. Extremely hard, actually.
I didn't realize. I thought it'd be a little bit softer, but that's...
They watered it before the game. It was like a baseball game, watering the infield, but they never rewatered it like they would in a baseball game mid-innings, you know?
Yeah.
Drag the rakes over it and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like I said, it was definitely hard, you know, to gain traction, but I guess playing on it for, you know, four quarters, eventually you kind of, I don't know, regain your balance and stuff on it. You kind of get used to it in that short period of time. It kind of adjusts your playing accordingly.
All right, Arians had, 27 carries in the first game, 28 in the second game. After the first game, film review, what can you tell us about what the coaches told you? Because everybody said there were some yards left on the field. Is that how you felt after the Redskins game and you wanted to get that better against the Oakland game, against the Oakland Raiders?
Honestly, that's with any game. There's always, you know, no matter how good you played or if you won the game, there's always things out there that, you know, you wish you could have back. You know, whether it's Washington or Oakland game, you know, we're never settled just because we won the game. You know, we're trying to be perfect every play, every Sunday.
How do you feel about Ryan Fitzpatrick, how he's progressed out there behind you guys in these first two games? He seems to be gaining his confidence and getting a good feel for the system so far.
Yeah, Ryan is a highly intelligent person. I mean, he makes very few mistakes. You know, he is gaining his confidence. He looks really good out there. He's doing really well. I'm happy for him.
What's he like in the huddle?
He's a leader. He's a general. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows exactly, you know, how stern to be in the huddle, or, you know, if the guys need to pick me up or something, you know, he can joke in the huddle as well.
Back on the road this weekend. Something about being on the road is good for a team, though. You know, kind of like you against the world sort of feeling. Is that how you guys take it?
Yeah, you know, your back's against the wall, and it's really, you know, the guys, all the guys that flew there versus, you know, not just the opposing team, but, you know, the opposing fans as well.
I got to ask you about the J.J. Watt touchdown. Obviously, you guys were on the field. I mean, you guys were practicing it a little bit earlier on. When he actually came out there and the play was called, what was that like? What was that celebration like afterwards?
Well, first, it's, you know, a little different to see him on our side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Although we practiced during the week, it's still, you know, a little foreign to me to see him over there. But, you know, happy to have him over there. And he definitely showed he had a pair of hands on him, you know, to catch that touchdown. You know, at the same time, though, you know, growing up, you know, he did play tight end. So I did kind of expect him to have some type of hands.
How about it for Brandon Brooks, everybody? Thank you very much for being here. Great stuff.
Great to see Brandon Brooks and really the entire offensive line for the Houston Texans really gelling and doing well. All right, we've got to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, it's X's and O's time, and we will hit the Texans Telestrator. Stay with us.